It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 31st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. You may have heard that New York City has a new bike share program. Similar programs in cities like Montreal, Boston, and Washington, D.C. have been hailed as successes. I set out to check the tech of these bikes with the help of Ted Mann. He reports on transportation for the Wall Street Journal. To get on the bike, you need a credit card or a key like Ted had.
It's an electronic key, sort of like what you might use to get into a modern office building.
All right, Ted, show me how we do this.
I'm sticking the key into it and waiting for a green light to suggest that I can pull the bike out. See the green light?
Can you tell me more about like the docking station and the tech on the bike itself?
The bikes are built mainly for durability and also to be fairly heavy, so no one would really want to steal one or go too fast on it. They're about 45 pounds.
Is there any sort of like active electronic tech on the bike itself?
The most significant example is probably the lights. As you start to pedal, you'll see these red lights in the back and a white light in the front come on. A similar model was deployed in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and those had GPS on them. The New York City Department of Transportation didn't answer when we asked if these were supposed to have GPS, but presumably that's something that could be added in the future if they decide to.
And what does the app do? It tells you, so it obviously tells you the number of bikes at any given rack setup and the number of open spots.
As you're trying to ride from one station to another, you're able to look ahead on their website, on this app, on another app called Spot Cycle, which works in other cities. The notion is that you'll see ahead of time where there's a parking space.
I'm going to take a quick ride on this puppy and try not to fall over.
How was it?
Definitely a cruiser.
It's a cruiser. They're pretty solid. What they stress is the ability to manage supply and demand as this is set up right here on the edge of the plaza. This entire thing, if the DOT decided no one had used it here, no one had dropped off a bike here, and somewhere else in the city needed it, in theory, they could come with a truck in a few hours and pick this whole thing up and drive away with it. Unlike in London, these are not wired into the street. There's no power. It's all coming from the solar collector. And the system is also communicating back to the home office about how many bikes are in it at any given time and how many available parking spaces there are. When they see that, let's say, right at a train station in the middle of the morning rush, everyone picked up a bike after getting off the subway and rode to their office building, that's where they can grab some bikes from elsewhere in the city, reload them in the train station for future users.
These things don't necessarily make the bike share program possible, but they make it a lot easier to be efficient.
No, that's definitely right. The system, and specifically the ability to watch where the bikes are, is key to deploying it at this scale in this city. I would also say that one of the lessons that they've learned uncomfortably here is that the tech can be your undoing.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. The reason for the delay, original software that was designed for the system was locked up in a lawsuit, so they had to develop a new one.
While the city DOT will tell you it's all about Sandy flooding the warehouses, the main delay of Citibike in New York City is that the new operating system didn't work. The lock didn't unlock and lock when it should have. The screen went down when people were trying test transactions, and they've been ironing out the kinks in software. The worst thing you could probably do with New Yorkers, right, is launch 6,000 bikes in the city and tell people they could use them and then have the machines not work. I mean, there'd be a riot.
Ted Mann, transportation reporter for the Greater New York section of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's it for us today. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.